Hello, Denise.
Yes.
Hey, Denise. My name is Harold. This call is in regards to your Roundup lawsuit on recorded line. How's your day going so far?
Good.
Have you found an attorney to help you file a claim?
No.
And were you ever diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or some form of leukemia?
CLL.
CLL. I'm sorry to hear that. Did you spray Roundup?
At my homes, I wasn't like didn't work with it. It was residential
Gotcha.
Roundup.
Home purposes. Gotcha. How many years would you say you sprayed Roundup?
Let probably at least 15. I'd have to like I'm thinking back on my houses, like which houses. 90. When did I start using? Early 90s, and probably so about 2015 or so, maybe.
Gotcha. And then when were you diagnosed with the CLL?
And 2015.
And how old were you at the time?
55.
55. And then did you spray Roundup 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Was I spraying it before that?
Yeah,
Yes.
1 year.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, would you say you sprayed it at least 10 separate times, throughout your 15 years of using it?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking like, well, I used it for all my weeding in my gardens that I did on my own and everything. So probably once a week or once every 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. So it was very
Oh, yeah.
frequent. Very
Oh,
frequent.
yeah. That's what I used for my weed killer, my gardens.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you were diagnosed in 2015. You're diagnosed with CLL. Could I go ahead and get the property address that you sprayed it?
There had to be several.
And any one property address that you remember that you did spray it is fine.
Oh, okay. Gotta think of all my property, my addresses I had. Nine. So one of them, 940 Preston Trail. I think that was the main one from two. That one was from, I bought that in 04. That was 04 to about 5 years, but before that. All right, I'll just give you that one, but then if you need prior, I can do that.
Is that in Florida?
Yeah, they're all in Florida.
Melbourne? Thank
Well,
you.
this one was in Rockledge. Well, this one was in Suntree. Yeah, Melbourne, 32940.
Thank you. And then, do you know of any neighbors, friends, family who also spread the spray?
Just no, not really. Probably my husband, but I did most of the gardening and stuff.
Gotcha. And then, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Have you ever been diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
No.
Have you ever had a organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No.
Have you ever had an autoimmune disease, arthritis, diabetes?
No.
No. And then, is there any family history of cancer, or have you had any other cancer, other than the CLL?
No family. Well, my grandfather, I think, died of lung cancer, like secondhand smoke. And then my parents are still alive, 87, both of them, no
Oh,
cancer.
wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And then Denise, you spell your name Denise.
Yes.
And then last name Mansour.
Yes.
Perfect. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then are you married?
Yes.
And now for your date of birth.
12/17/1960. I don't even know who I'm talking to. I'm giving you all this information.
My name is Harold. The company I work for is Mass Tort Strategies. We work, so what we do mass torts. And so one of them is, with Roundup and involves Roundup.
Okay.
And so we work with multiple law firms across the nation. Our biggest law firm that we have been working with is Pulaski Law Firm, and so they're based out of Texas. But yeah, basically, what I do is, talk to people, you know, such as yourself, you know, who sprayed Roundup, who was diagnosed with a form of lymphoma or leukemia. And I try to get them with the best law firm, you know, that matches their situation in order for them to actually go ahead and participate in the lawsuit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I looked into this a while ago, but then I had a car accident and flipped my car, and I'm going with some stuff with that, so I kind of ignored it. So you're actually the first person I'm really talking to about it.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sorry about that car accident. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, that was a year ago, but I don't know. Every fall I seem to do something, so I need to sit still.
And then, Denise, we also need the social in order to pull medical records.
I don't know if I want to give you that until I get some, like, emails and...
Yeah, absolutely.
Something, yeah.
We would need the last...
Some more info.
We could do the last four, and then I can actually send you, like, DocuSign and everything like that. But we would need at least the last four.
Are you still going to pull...
No,
what do you do?
Well, so with the last four, what I'm allowed to do is actually send you the documentation that I'm pretty sure you're looking for, to actually, you know, overlook everything, make sure, you know, this is everything you want to do. And then you'll actually speak to Pulaski Law Firm. That'll be within 7 days, 7 business days. And then at that moment, you would actually be speaking to a law firm and a attorney.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So this basically just allows us to get to that step.
So are you going to give me a choice of a few attorneys, like, in my town, close to it or something?
So we work with attorneys. They won't necessarily be in Florida. And so Pulaski Law Group, which is the biggest law group that we work with, they're out of Texas.
Okay. And what are you seeing as a result of these Roundup cases?
I've seen, you know, people get awarded, you know, I can't really actually legally say a amount, but I've seen people get awarded, you know, thousands of dollars. Because this is a mass tort, so it's not a class action lawsuit. So a mass tort, it's actually on a way bigger scale than a class action lawsuit. And so they're actually working, you know, people are getting rewarded, you know, tens of thousands of dollars because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what I've been seeing lately.
Yeah, and I have the CLL. Like I said, I got diagnosed in 2015 and have, you know, all my records and blood work all from that. But how do they definitely relate that? I mean, I've used Roundup. I mean, is that it? Do they just need my medical records? Are there checkups or doctors? What does it entail?
Right. So it'll be the medical records. That's kind of how, you know, they'll link, you know, the CLL with the Roundup. You know, how they kind of, you know, can tell, right, is all of these people who sprayed Roundup, you know, they've all kind of had the same symptoms, same diagnosis of whether it's non-Hodgkin lymphoma, CLL, or any, you know, subtype of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. You know, all these people across the nation have been, you know, diagnosed with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we look at the medical records, you know, we'll see, you know, the diagnosis. And then, you know, that's kind of how they'll be able to link it.
Yeah.
Even some doctors, you know, some doctors actually talk to, like, you know, some clients, and they'll tell them, like, hey, it could have came from the Roundup. You know, so yeah, this is a very, yeah, very big thing that's going on, you know, around the nation.
I think that's when I actually reached out. My last blood work appointment, well, I've had blood work, but my last oncology, she asked me that. I happened to have a new doctor that was in that office, and she's like, did you ever spray Roundup? And then I really started thinking, I'm like, okay, this is really a thing. Like, I really could have got it from Roundup. So that's when I started.
Yeah,
I reached
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. And so, that's kind of, you know, the gist of everything. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 0306.
306. And then, so you first kind of learned about the connection between your, from your doctors, right? When you went to go get a checkup.
Yeah. The more I talked to them and the more I went and we tried to, like, figure out where it potentially came from. That was one of the questions.
And what year was that?
It was probably, if you look to see when I reached out, like tried to, maybe about a year ago, a little over a year ago.
Gotcha. Okay.
No.
And then how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'3½, 121.
1. And then your email address, I do have densoda@aol.com.
Yes.
And then your phone number, 321-749-5562.
Yes.
And then could I go ahead and get your spouse's name as well?
Habib, Habib Mansour, Mansour.
And then for his phone number?
Do you really need that?
I can put in your phone number.
Yeah, just put mine in.
No worries. And then how many times would you say you sprayed it a month? You said maybe once a week or so.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I did all the gardening and everything. So if there's weeds, which it's in Florida, so yeah, I would say about once a week, or maybe I went 2 weeks, but yeah.
Okay. About once a week or maybe once every other
Maybe
week or
2 weeks.
so. Okay. And then you did spray Roundup 1 year prior to you being diagnosed. When was the first time you sprayed it?
I think, I'm telling you, I think I was using it back in, let's say 95 or 96.
596.
That's when we got a new house. Yeah, that's when we got a new house in Rockledge. When did I get that? Maybe night. I think we got the house in 94 and 95.
And then,
Have even
so
been using it before then. I can't remember, but it's all in Florida.
gotcha. No worries, no worries. And then you stopped in 2015.
Yeah, I was no longer doing the yard work or any of that. And I actually wasn't, we had, I didn't have the same situation of yard to do. You know, we hired someone.
Gotcha. Okay. So you didn't really have to, at that moment, do as much.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And when you did spray it, did you use any protective gear?
No. I think I always use gloves when I'm out doing, but not anything breathing. So when I do yard work, I always gloves on. But
Gotcha.
that's it.
That's about it. Just maybe long
Yeah.
sleeves or something.
Yeah. Well, it's Florida. Probably not.
And so you sprayed it from roughly around 96 all the way up until 2015, give or take one time a
Yeah.
week. Could be once every other week, but we can go with one time a week here. Would you spray it seasonally, or was it throughout the year?
So the winter is definitely less, you know, here. In the summer, it's basically weekly. But then when it gets colder, the weeds aren't coming up as much. And this is mostly in gardens. Like I always had rocks in gardens, so instead of like pulling weeds, I always sprayed them, just easier. And in the winter, like even now I'm doing weeds like a lot less. So that's when you go to every like 2 weeks or so.
Gotcha. Okay. Would you say it's safe to say roughly you were exposed to the spray maybe 700 times in your lifetime?
So I guess I'd have to do the math.
So I did, I went with one time a week for for about for 12 months and about for 15 years.
Okay.
And so that kind of equaled out to 720. Would you say that's kind of close? I mean, I know it's going to be give or take maybe,
Yeah.
some.
Yeah, and I really have to, I have to really pull up in my brain. Like, I'll talk to my husband about it. He'll know more if I was doing it before then. If I was spraying before, I was trying to think like the houses, you know.
Right.
I mean, I've owned houses since, what, I own houses since 1980 or more. So yeah. It was like my go-to. I mean, that's what you used, right? What else was there to spray weeds? I didn't pick them.
And let me ask you, the property that you did spray, was it ever near a water well or was it always city water?
Oh, city water.
City water. And then were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No.
Nope. And then would you get the concentrate or the premix?
The concentrate.
And then where would you go to actually purchase the Roundup?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Now, this might be a long shot, but do you have any Roundup or any receipts still in your possession?
From like, no, from then, no.
No, okay. No worries. No worries. And then, have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
I'm a realtor, so yes, I guess. I guess, you know, it's been a
Self-employed.
bad year.
Hopefully everything, turns around these next coming
Yeah.
years because
Right? Yeah.
I need that. I need that.
I think a lot of people done. You dude, you're not the only one.
And then for your for their employer's address, will we just go ahead and put your home address?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is your current property address?
600 Loggerhead Island Drive, Satellite Beach, Florida 32937.
Thank you. And then, have you lost any time from work because of any surgeries or any treatments?
Well, real estate, you can't. Like, I broke my femur 2 years ago. That wasn't the car accident, that was the year before. And because of the CLL, like, I had to stay in the hospital over a week because I had to do blood transfusions and, because of my blood work and all of that stuff. But with real estate, like, you can't tell if you lost it, if I could have had a potential client that week or, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, it's, you can't tell. So you got to
Gotcha.
just, I guess you got to put, yeah, I put no, I guess. I could have had a potential sale. Who knows? It's a
Who
weird
knows?
business. It's a
Gotcha.
weird, yeah.
I get you. I get it. Like it could have happened, but
Right. When you're in sales, like, you can't really put a finger on it, right? Put a number on it.
And then, have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
I am right now for the car accident that I had
Okay.
last November 9th.
Car accident, November 9th, 2023. And then have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Nope. And do you have the medical records that show your diagnosis or are they at the hospital?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
Oh yeah. I
perfect.
have all my blood work. I have all my records from the original 2015, the original diagnosis and everything.
Perfect. Perfect. And what hospital diagnosed you back in 2015?
So it was medical. So it was my primary doctor that noticed my blood work was off, but then they sent me to an oncologist, medical associates of Brevard. But then I've been in, right now I've been going, the oncologist I use is with Health First. So all my blood work is from different, right now it's Health First. That's who's our group of hospitals and doctors in our area in Brevard.
Okay.
But originally it was my Dr. Nunez, who was my primary care at the time.
Did Dr. Nunez diagnose you?
He said he thought what it was, and then he sent me to the medical associates of Brevard to do all the further blood work and work up on it.
And then you said your current oncology is at Health First?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you have the address for the Health First?
It's, let me look it up.
It the one in Melbourne? It's not in Melbourne, right?
Yeah, it is. It's probably
Oh, okay.
is it, what's the address? If you tell me, I'll know.
1223 Gateway Drive in Melbourne, Florida.
I don't go to the one on Gateway. I go to the one, Hickory. Is there one that says it's on Hickory?
Yes, ma'am. 1251 Hickory Street.
It's Hickory.
Perfect. Thank you. Give me one moment here. And then, how would you say the lymphoma has impacted your life?
Well, it's a big mental thing to know you have it, you know? I mean, some depression, some tiredness, It's on and off. It's been a lot of years now, the 9 years, so it's been kind of up and down, you know, trying to stay healthy. You're definitely more aware of something going on. I don't know. I think it's more mental, you know,
Right.
knowing that you have this and it could flare up at any time, and always keeping an eye on it and doing the blood work and making sure you eat right and take vitamins and stay up on it. So it's kind of gives you anxiety, you know.
Just one day at a time, you know, just keep it going and
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as bad as a lot of other people with cancer and all that, and I'm not in treatment. And I never know when, you know, when is the time going to be that I'm going to have to go into it. Definitely, probably the worst part is the tiredness,
Gotcha.
because I'm like to stay on the go all the time.
So it's probably, yeah, it's really, especially being a realtor, you know, you're always out showing houses and doing
Yeah.
things. So I get you. Do you remember your first day of treatment for, you know, chemo or, you know,
No,
radiation?
I didn't. I haven't gotten anything. I just keep up. I just do my blood work. If my iron goes low, I kind of change my diet. I don't know. I have low bone density. I don't know if that has anything to do with that because I never had that test.
Gotcha. So
So I don't, yeah.
no
So
treatment so
no,
far.
and there's,
Gotcha. Okay. All righty. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family can receive this money. Who would you want to put down as your emergency contact?
Oh, that you could do the Habib Mansour.
Okay. And do you still want me to put your same number as for
Sure.
Habib? Okay. All righty. I do want to go ahead and verify this information here before I get this sent over to you. I want to make sure my spelling and everything is correct. All righty. So you were diagnosed with the CLL. That was in 2015. You sprayed it at the 940 Preston Trail in Melbourne, Florida. 32940. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. You sprayed it for roughly 19 years, if we did from 96 to 2015. You did spray it 10 separate times as well. You are a citizen of the United States. You spell your name DENISE, last name MANSOUR. Your date of birth is 12/17/1960. Last four of your social 0306. Email address is densoda@aol.com. Phone number 321-749-5562. You started roughly in 96, stopped in 2015. You sprayed it directly. And then you were seen by Dr. Nunez at the 1251 Hickory Street, Melbourne, Florida. And that hospital is the Health First Medical Group. And that is your current oncology practice as well.
Okay, wait, back up. Dr. Nunez is on Spyglass. He was my primary back then. Right now, the Hickory one is my oncologist, so I don't see Dr. Nunez anymore.
Gotcha. Okay. Who's your current oncologist
So that's she changed. It's just an office that it was. Let me see who's in my contacts. They have either retired or something. So let me think of who it was. So TOLNIE. That's her name now. Tolnie.
TOLMIE.
N like in Nancy, IE.
Thank you.
That's the one that's at the Hickory address.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Let's get that replaced. All righty. And then you do have your medical records, and then your current property address is 600 Loggerhead Island Drive, Satellite Beach, Florida, 32937. Does that all sound correct to you?
Yes. Wait,
All
I'm
right.
trying to figure out. Let me see about this other where I actually got diagnosed. Okay, so when I actually got diagnosed, you should actually put this one that's for my diagnosis because my GP was just like talking to me. He didn't really write it, but this is the address I went to, Medical Associates of Brevard. I can give you that address. Back in, that was 2015. Do you need that?
Yeah, give me one. Is that also in Melbourne, Florida?
Yes.
Is that at the 2290 West?
Yes.
Gully Boulevard? Perfect. All righty. Give me one moment here. And but that was by Dr. Nunez, correct, who is here?
No, he's not here. Dr. Nunez kind of gave me a verbal, like when my blood work was off and everything, he's like, you might have this, but I want to send you here. Mm-hmm. And that's where I started going to the Medical Associates. But they weren't linked. They're not linked to like our hospitals. All our hospitals are Health First. So I changed my doctors to stay in the Health First so that, you know, if I'm seen in the hospital or something, it's all Health First.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, so we just got that updated. Did everything else sound correct to you? Spelling, addresses?
Yeah. How did you tell me my address again? 600 Loggerhead.
600 Loggerhead Island Drive, Satellite Beach, Florida, 32937.
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you over the DocuSign now. It's going to say Harold King, DocuSign, Mass Torch Strategies. And then I'm also going to send you a separate text message. That way you have my direct line. And so just to kind of let you know how the process would be. Hello, Denise. This is Harold King. Save me in your phone. So how the process would work, once I get these documents back from you, once you sign them and send them back, I can go ahead and get them sent over to the law firm. The law firm would then take a look at it, make sure everything fits within their criteria, and then they will give you a call back within 7 days. Now, when they call you back, they're basically going to verify this information one more time, make sure everything is accurate. And then at that moment, they'll actually be able to legally represent you. They'll be able to actually start working on your case, requesting documents, and, you know, basically getting everything going for you.
Okay. And you don't know what the name of that law firm is right now?
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah. So the law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group.
Okay. See that for me?
Yep. So that's P-U. L-A.
Okay.
SKI.
Okay.
Wow. And they're based out of Texas.
Okay.
And their phone number is 909.
Wait. Texas. Okay. 909.
906.
906.
3862.
Okay.
And then I just sent that to you in your text messages as well. So you have that. And so that'll be the number that they call you from in about 7 business days. So just be on the lookout for that, okay?
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want to kind of look over these documents right now before you get them signed, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, no worries. I'm gone in about an hour and a half or so. No rush. I can call you Monday, see, you know, if I have them, you know, if you sign them over the weekend. If not, I can call you, see if there's any questions, you know, you might have for me or anything like that. And then we can kind of go from there. Okay.
Okay.
All righty, Denise. Well, I do appreciate you actually talking to me and taking the time.
Okay. Well, I had to talk to someone at some point, so you caught me at a good time.
Well, thank you so much, Denise. You have a blessed rest of your weekend. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.